This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry, I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
Joy 94.9.
I'm Friday. This is Inaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie. Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of turning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia, where we sit at 6 minutes past six Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Times. Hey, it's Ginny.
And it's Natalie. Counting down to the girls' party of the year. In 2 weeks' time, we chat to cast members of The Real L Word. And this week, we stop to chat to the beautiful Natalie from season one.
Find out what her childhood nickname was, which is actually quite an interesting story. And we also find out what it's like to give her a phone call, because her phone sounds a little bit like this.
Oh no.
It's that waiting one.
Hello?
Plus the lady we are falling in love with in Modern Family, Gloria herself, joins us live in the studio.
Absolutely, I cannot wait. And I also can't wait for British beauty Jessica Clark to stop by, because she will initiate her into the Her Society sisterhood. Stream us live at hersocietyonline.com.au or on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Natalie from The Real L Word, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. It's a very exciting show. We have Zebu, and one thing that we are all very excited about is the fact that we both love one thing in common, which keeps us
girls.
Going. Girls, yes.
Girls.
Girls. And?
Girls.
And?
Bubble tea.
Exactly. Girls and bubble tea. That rocks our world.
I hope my friend Kat's listening, because she hates bubble tea and she's always bagging it. She's like, why do you like the stuff? It's disgusting. Oh, little person.
How can you not like bubble tea? It is like the ignition to my car.
Oh, look, there is a lot.
There's a lot of bubble tea.
Yeah, I first heard about it when I think I was 12 and I was in Indonesia, and all these little stores were popping up, and bubble tea actually started in Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Yes,
ah, there
yes.
you go.
Started there with the first place, and yeah, I was like, oh, what's this drink? So I started drinking some, and all of a sudden, you kind of, when you first have one, you suck really hard because it's a huge straw, and then you kind of choke on the pearls that you just, you know, got in your throat because you didn't respect it.
But exactly.
Funny story, today when I went to buy our bubble tea today, because our ritual before we start every Her Society show before 6 o'clock is we buy bubble tea.
And after. It's an after work drink, so we go to a bubble tea place.
We're grandmas. We don't go for after work vodkas, we go for after work bubble teas.
With pearls. An additional jelly.
But I was in the store, and there was this young girl, cutest young Asian girl, kind of dancing away, and then Rihanna's S&M song comes on. And then she starts dancing to it, and she starts singing the words.
Oh, no. How old was this girl? Oh, look, are we talking single-digit figures of age?
We're talking like 6 or 7. Ooh. She was tiny. And she was dancing, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones,
oh,
but
no.
Chains. I wish I could do a baby 6-year-old Asian accent, but I can't. But it was just, yeah, it was so wrong.
Oh, dear.
She started singing, you know, just whips and chains. 6-year-old girls, stop it. Just drink your bubble tea.
Drink your, exactly.
Mama, take home, go home, drink bubble tea.
So you were craving bubble tea so badly that you sat through that two grunching minutes of your life.
Yeah, I mean, my bubble tea was getting the top plastic thing covered, so I had to wait for it.
Oh, dear. In fact, for me too, driving on the way here, I was thinking about bubble tea so much that, you know, it's like when you're a smoker. I've never been a smoker before, but I've heard stories about people who quit smoking, how everything around them appears to be cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like a person's a cigarette, a car is a cigarette, the tram is just a cigarette.
You sure that's not suffering from delusion?
Could be that too.
Okay.
I think it's a collaboration of things. But for me, on my way here, like, I was playing a bit of
of playing my iPod in the car, and I was playing Usher's song Little Freak, and everything around me was, you know, looking like pearls and looking like bubble tea, and I thought to myself, you know, I really need a bubble tea. I hope ZB has one lined up for me, and thank God that you did, because Usher's song Little Freak, which sounds a little bit like this. There you go. So it's really, really clear as to what Usher's Little Freak is all about. It's about a threesome. But when it was playing in my car, these are the words that were going on in my head. Bring me bubble tea. Really want bubble tea.
Oh, no.
You go get some pearls and...
Oh, no.
Bring them me. That's exactly what it sounded like.
You're kidding me?
That's exactly what it sounded like.
You need help. You are obsessed.
I think we need a bubble tea, like, anonymous group or some help group.
BT Anonymous. BT Anonymous.
BB Anonymous. It needs to start out with BT Anonymous, because I need help. If Usher's Little Freaky sounding like Bring Me Bubble Tea,
yes.
I need some serious help right there.
Definitely. I remember when we were in LA and all you kept playing was this goddamn song.
Exactly.
On repeat every day. In the morning, I wake up, I'm like, Little Freaky coming to me. I'm like, oh my God, you need to listen to it again?
Yeah,
so for you to actually ruin that song with bubble tea, you need help.
I know. I do. I do. Serious. Maybe at least, you know, I don't have a drinking problem, because... I'm sober. Your one-stop border for girls who love girls. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, taking you through to 7. Hope you're enjoying this show, because we're loving it. Stay tuned. We got Jessica Clark and Natalie from The Real L Word coming up.
Oh, shit, sorry.
What was that?
That was my bubble tea.
Yeah, more of that coming up on Joy 94.9. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop
portal. This is Whitney Mixer from The Real L Word, and you are listening to Her Society. I will see you in 2 weeks.
HerSocietyOnline.com.au. Hello to everyone who's tuning in. A special hello to Jessica Clark. We just saw her tweet that she's going to be on air soon.
I'm so excited. She's so beautiful. I know.
And I feel like a giddy schoolgirl, you know?
I know.
It's been a while since I felt like a giddy schoolgirl when it comes to interviewing. Because, you know, you interview so many artists and acts, and then, you know, Jessica Clark brings out the schoolgirl in us.
Well, you know what? It's because this is something, Jessica, you don't know, but Ginny and I, we both have a thing for British accents, so you have to understand it was very, very hard to sit tight on that interview.
Oh, yeah. The hardest thing was you had to try and be professional. And, you know, you had to bring out the best in the artists and have that banter. It's like, and inside we're like...
kept blushing. You know, we did the hair thing. I wish people could see the hair thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the hair thing in radio terms.
Hey, if you want to join in on the conversation, tweet us at Her Society Live, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. And we've created a Google Hangout. Now, the link is up on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Her Society Online. Join our Hangout. You can see us. You can see what we're up to. You can say hello.
Yeah, you can see what we're wearing.
Yeah. You
know, if we're wearing anything.
Yeah, if that doesn't entice you to hang out with us, I don't know what will. Plus, we've got Gloria coming in from Modern Family. I'm really excited about that one.
Me too.
She's just so beautiful.
She's a bit nuts.
A little bit. I think so, Zebu. All that and more coming up on Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Our next guest may not reside in the state of Georgia.
In fact, she may have some downtime at a night on Bald Mountain.
If the chemistry is right, she may not tell you a kiss is not a kiss.
Lock up, Sarah, because we're preparing the smoke and mirrors.
She's about to turn our world upside down. Please welcome Jessica Clark to Her Society.
Oh, that was really good. You guys made me sound all mysterious.
Yay! I'm glad you approved.
Did it live up to your expectations?
I totally approved.
Yeah.
That surpassed my expectations. I'm totally going to steal it. I'll credit you.
Thank you very much, Jessica. Now, Jessica, thank you very much for your time tonight. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on our show. Now, you've been modelling, you've been acting in series. How do you juggle the busy life that you've got so far?
How do I juggle the busy life? I don't know, randomly, and with a lot of health and support and patience from the people around me, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm very lucky. I love what I do. I love to work. I love to be creative, and I just kind of do it. I mean, I started out in the modeling industry when I was really, really young, and I've kind of never had a quote-unquote proper job, and long may that continue. I guess I just really try and go with the flow and work as hard as I can in the moment and then enjoy the downtime and just try and keep as much balance as possible.
And you're also running a business with your fiancé? She's still your fiancé?
She's my wife now.
Oh, wife. Congratulations!
Thank you.
And When did you tie the knot?
I love the applause track.
It's always on. No, there's a crowd outside clapping for you. It's not a track.
That was, that's great. I like make people very much more important than I am. we were married in February 2010.
Oh,
yeah.
And where did you guys get married?
We got married. We in Mexico, in a little island off the coast of Mexico, and we had sort of a beach and fireworks and bonfire and all that kind of thing. It was very, very beautiful.
Wow.
And then we got, because in the states that some states allow it and some don't, so we got legally married in Connecticut. We kind of had a little ceremony there, but our big celebration was in Mexico, and it was beautiful.
Oh, just if I remember correctly, is it only two states in America so far, New York and Connecticut, that allow or legalize gay marriage?
And Vermont, and then a couple of other states legalized it, and then the rulings were reversed, one of them being LA, California rather, which is where I am right now. So, and then the other one, I believe, is Iowa or Ohio. I'm terrible. See, I'm not American. I was confused with two. Sorry, America. But yes, currently, so far as I am aware, it's Vermont, Connecticut, and New York. So yay for the East Coast.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. One step closer, I guess.
I know. Every bit counts, right? You just got to keep moving it forward.
I'd like to know a bit more about you and Lacey. Who proposed to who?
I proposed to her.
Aww.
And then I know.
You know what? The crowd just want more of you, Jess. I can't shut them up. I really can't.
But then she decided that every woman needed to be proposed to, so she proposed back to me later. Which was like, I know.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
You guys are killing me.
Joy 94.9, Her Society. That was Jessica Clark there, the very beautiful Jessica Clark. We'll have more from her.
Hey, this is Anaya Day, and you're listening to Jenny and Natalie on Her Society. Joy FM, y'all. Get into it.
Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Jenny and Natalie coming to you from... Put your hands up, Australia.
I'm putting my hands up. Can you see? I'm putting my hands up.
Hey, if you log onto our Google Hangout, you'd be able to see Zebu putting her hands up and me talking on the mic right now. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think people want to see that dance, though.
Come on. What's wrong with my chipmunk dance?
Nothing wrong with that. Stay
have
tuned.
Have you seen it?
I ain't saying anything about your chipmunk dance. I'm not going to put myself into any kind of situation there. Stay tuned. We got more of Jessica Clark coming up, plus Natalie from The Real L Word, and Gloria from Modern Family stops by.
Gloria. From Colombia.
Yeah, Gloria from Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah, she'll probably teach us how to say Colombia.
Probably.
Hi, I'm DJ Asher, and you're listening to Her Society.
I kind of always knew that I liked girls. I mean, when I was much younger, I dated boys as well, but I sort of announced to my mom that I was going to be a lesbian when I was like 10 or 11, I think. And she was just kind of like, okay, honey, whatever you think, you know. And so that was never, that, you know, I was lucky enough to grow up in the city of London and in a pretty liberal household. Not that it was nothing, but I definitely, I have a fairly feisty personality. I was lucky enough never to think of it as being that big of a deal, and fortunate enough that most of the important people in my personal life reacted in the same way. So in that sense, I didn't have a huge coming out story, but professionally, I definitely came out. That was more of a deliberate thing because everybody in my agents and everybody I worked with, they would know, but it wasn't a stated thing in interviews or anything like that. And then that actually happened because, as it turned out, Usher, you know, the R&B singer, he made some comment, which is a silly comment. I like to think of it as silly versus particularly prejudiced, whatever, but he made an ill-informed comment about why women were gay.
I actually know that comment.
You know the comment, right?
Yeah,
so
it's...
Some uber-perceptive supporter or fan of mine, follower of mine, kind of connected the dots that I starred in one of his videos, and so then that hit kind of the internet and the irony of all of that. It was, I'm certainly not going to deny my sexuality. It was never a secret. I wasn't necessarily intending for it to become a thing, but I really, it's only for me personally, I'm very lucky to do what I do and lucky to have some success in what I do, but none of that is worthwhile if that means that I have to live in secret or pretend to be someone that I'm not. For me, success is multi-layered, and I can only really feel successful if I get to really live the life that I want and love who I want and be married to who I want. And so far, it's fine, and it's hard to tell whether there's backlash or not. Even if there was, I have received so much support from the gay, lesbian, and bisexual and transgender communities in all different countries and throughout the industry, and feel really, really lucky. Even if doors did close, other doors open. So I really kind of just try to make that my life philosophy, in that be as true as I can to myself. Touch wood, so far it seems to be fine.
That's
and
right.
I think more and more people in the fashion and the entertainment industries. More and more people are coming out and continuing to have extremely successful careers. I'm kind of fortunate to be following in their
footsteps. What's your background? I know you've got British and Indian in you, but there's been discrepancies on a few websites that I've read, and one says you've got part Iranian, the other one says you've got Nigerian. Which is the truth?
Nigerian is the truth.
Right.
Nigerian. Yeah, I mean, I think extremely multicultural. I have one grandparent from England, one from Ireland, one from Nigeria, and one from India, and they somehow all ended up in London. My parents were both born in London, and then they somehow met each other, and that's how I came along. So I'm like second generation British, but very multicultural, and it's actually been, I mean, on a personal level, I love my mixture, my multi-ethnicity, because I just feel I have such rich cultures and heritage to draw from. But it's actually been really cool and helpful in my career as well, because I could be a number of different things. They like Iranian, people are never quite sure, depending on how I'm, my hair and makeup and what accent I choose to use. So it really opens up a variety of roles and different things that I can play or be photographed as. But everybody, it's one of those, everybody always asks me where I'm from. It's one of the first questions, just because it's really hard to place my face.
Yeah.
So I get spoken to in a lot of different languages.
Wow.
The most common of them seems to be Portuguese, I guess because a lot of models are Brazilian.
Yeah.
So that seems to be the most common. Then Arabic I get spoken to. People tend to think I'm like North African or Arabic or Brazilian or Indian. Never British.
Can you speak any foreign languages?
I can speak very, very bad influenced Spanish that improves after a couple of cocktails. That's about it.
Jessica, actually, when I first saw your photo, when you made you send it through to me, I actually thought you were Indian or you were a Bollywood star. So thank you for clarifying that nationality hiccup for us.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I think the Indian women and Bollywood, I mean, they are incredibly beautiful. I take that as a huge compliment. And I personally think that I look very Indian. That's kind of how I perceive myself, but it's all in the eye of the beholder. You know, I get into like a cab in New York and they always think I'm from the country that they're from, so we get on great. It just helps me connect to like a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, because I like sharing about their home countries and things like that, and it's pretty cool.
And it's great too, because if you go to a foreign country, they're not going to pick you for a tourist, so they won't charge you double the price that they're supposed to.
No, and you know what? In fact, when I've been in like Tunisia and Morocco and things like that, they actually try and get me away from my friends because they're so convinced that I know exactly what's happening and I can understand everything.
You're an insider.
And of course, I have no clue, but I pretend that I do. I try and be useful.
Jessica, you're starring in a series called Chemistry at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit about that series? Because unfortunately in Australia, we don't actually get that show, which we're very devastated about.
Devastated.
We are. Hear how no one's cheering out there because they're all sad.
Aww.
They're actually all going like this.
You guys are great.
Jessica Clark, thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on our show.
Oh, you guys are so great. Thank you so much. And yeah, let me know when you're going to be here in LA.
The beautiful Jessica Clark there. You can catch the full podcast of her interview with Her Society on hersocietyonline.com.au in the next hour. Jeez, that was a bit difficult, wasn't it?
It was so hard.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that.
Yeah,
you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.